Leading our news this morning, a 45-year-old woman is due to face court today, charged with murdering a 4-year-old boy and his grandmother in Melbourne's West. Chinese national Tsai Liao is accused of stabbing a 60-year-old woman and her grandson to death with garden shears at a house in Auburn Vale on Tuesday. The woman's 61-year-old husband was found bound and gagged in the lounge room and was treated for minor injuries. The federal government will look at a proposal to cut back pension entitlements for wealthy retirees. The Council for Social Service has suggested a tighter assets test to make it harder for people to qualify for a part pension. Social Services Minister Scott Morrison says he'll seriously consider that proposal. And Cassandra Goldie from ACOS will join us to discuss this in the next hour.
I'm interested in getting an outcome and a solution here that delivers a sustainable pension for all Australians, not just those today, but those in the future.
Scott Morrison there. A man has died after falling from a balcony in Sydney's north. Police were called to an apartment building in Macquarie Park early this morning. They say the fall was the result of misadventure. The man was in his 30s and died of serious head injuries. And police and the RSPCA are investigating the discovery of scores of dead greyhounds in Queensland. At least 55 carcasses were found in a mass grave near Bundaberg in the state's southeast late yesterday. The investigation is part of an inquiry into animal cruelty in the greyhound industry spurred on by Four Corners.